Who was the teacher who changed your life? It's a Teacher Appreciation Week, which really is every week, but this is like what they call it.
Yeah.
You know, someone texted, my teacher was Josh Chenard in high school, who gave me his time and energy and gave me more confidence in building my talent of writing.
That's nice.
Christopher Conroy, history teacher in Westbrook, was a major support during the death of my father.
Oh, wow.
79 Coast, you can call or text us, 792-6278. Mr. Weaver, someone texted, I had him for Honors English 12 at Bonnie Eagle. He supported me through a friend's suicide.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a reminder that like the lessons in school, like the curriculum,
yeah,
is such a small part of what these teachers do.
Oh, I know. That's my teacher too. It has nothing to do with the curriculum.
Mr. Shaw, who taught sixth grade science, and Mr. Bishop, who taught eighth grade history at Saco Middle School. They did so much for my sister and I when our parents were going through a divorce. They were like uncles I wish I had.
See?
Isn't that great?
Aww.
Oh, this is going to make me all teary. Someone texted, Jim Allward, Chris Carver believed in me when I didn't. Miss Rosemary Josephine Bernadette Malachowski.
Yes, ma'am.
Changed my life. She taught me how to deal with my anxiety. I was using gum for taking tests.
Huh. Interesting.
My teacher's name is Angela Wyman. Was quiet and shy, but told me to think outside the box, and I have been more myself and living my best life ever since.
Wow. This is so great.
Right?
I hope they're listening or some of them hear this.
Yeah, and pass it along, you know. Go ahead, Cole, the teacher who changed your life.
Well, her name is Jan Corliss, but we all called her Coco.
Oh, I know Jan Corliss.
You do?
Yes, she was awesome.
She is awesome. She changed my life and my wife's life from, we had accounting class with her, and she was just the only person that was there for us when we were going through a lot in high school. I mean, we all do, but if she heard this, she would know what we're talking about. She's just really there for her students, her student athletes. She was at our wedding. I mean, she's just.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She was like, even this from Bonnie Eagle, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Even back in 97 when I graduated, she was one of the favorites back
yeah.
then, too. Like, she's inspired and,
oh,
and great
I
for
love
a lot
it.
Of people.
I
yep.
love it. Well, hopefully.
My dad had her, too.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it. Well, hopefully this gets back to her then.
Yeah.
All I right. do, too.
That's great. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Mr. Fitch was my fifth grade teacher, and he was the first of many to instill a love of learning and inspire me to become a teacher.
Oh, cool.
We're getting a lot of those messages about a teacher who inspired other teachers, like Mrs. Shortsleeve. Some of these names are great.
That's great.
She inspired me to become a teacher myself. I think of her on a daily basis. Dr. Nickerson at Wyndham High School for instilling my love for music was like a father figure.
Oh,
yeah, I always say my TV production teacher, Jay, he was Joe Tenzar, but I mean is.
Yeah.
And but he was never Mr. Tenzar. Like, that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
He was JT.
Oh, cool.
And he was like that totally cool teacher, but he was, yeah. I mean, in many ways, like a second dad. I mean, he was really close with our family. And
yeah.
I mean, my dad was great. I mean, my dad was still very much
sure.
know, alive and there, but yeah, JT was great.
Yeah.
Mrs. Spardella, Westbrook High School, more than a teacher. She would listen to us and still teach us today.
I love that.
Isn't that interesting? She would listen to us. Mrs. Minders, at the middle school of the Kennebunks, helped my niece with moving to a new state, starting a new school, and grieving the death of her father. Yeah, there's so many things that teachers do that we...
It's not even... I mean, it obviously is like learning, you know, the classroom stuff, but...
Right.
Yep.
Master Sergeant Richard Simpson.
The reporting for duty.
Captain Larry Stevenson. Sauk Valley Junior ROTC. I graduated in 2009 and they helped me become the person I am today, instilling confidence. I was homeschooled until fourth grade. So my mom is still my favorite and most inspiring teacher. Oh, I
That's
love it.
That's cute.
I love it. That's yeah. right. Don't forget the homeschool parents.
That's right.
Miss Hillman, my second grade teacher at Nathan Clifford, inspired me to become a second grade teacher.
That's great.
Someone else texted, in some of my darkest days, Dr. Rose noticed I wasn't myself and became the first person I opened up to about an abusive partner.
Mm.
Wow. Mm. George Shabo, OOB schools. This teacher took me under his wing when I was being bullied and taught me skills to be more confident and outgoing. So few of these have to do with the, the curriculum.
Right.
Mrs. Drotter from Westbrook Junior High. I hated reading and I would cry when I had to do reading assignments and homework in general. She was the only teacher to take the time to work with me. Now I love to read.
Mm. Oh, come on.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, and don't forget, Freeport High School, Cole Phillips, Mr. Phillips. How did he change your life? He was cool as hell.
Oh.
Okay.